Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another installment of 12 Habits on the Emma Gunn Show, and a habit that has definitely caught a lot of your attention. Thank you so much for everyone who's been in touch. So 12 Habits, if you are unfamiliar or you'd like a reminder, is a year-long project where together we'll strive to make or break habits each month. We all know there are habits and lifestyle choices that are good for us, yet trying to incorporate them into daily life can be so much of a challenge that they quickly fall by the wayside, and that can make us feel as though we, the individual, has failed, when in actual fact, it's the method that's not quite right, not you at all. So in 12 Habits, we'll spend a month unpicking the challenges, figuring out our way over, under, and through the barriers to making these habits stick so that they can become parts of our lives in a way that's sustainable, because there's no point trying to stick to a habit if you've chosen to do it in a way that you can't adhere to and maintain. So this habit is a follow along as I try to complete a full press up, something I've never been able to do and something that's bothered me. I've always wanted to be able to do it, but I never have. And I know many of you feel the same. And I know a lot of people, especially listeners who follow me on Instagram, where I'm at Emma Gunns, have been sharing their progress and also watching my daily videos on my stories, where I have shared with you the progress that I have made and am making. Now, this is our final episode for this habit, but it feels as though I'm selling you short, because the challenge to do a full press up really concludes on the 30th of June. I gave myself the whole month, which is a few days from now if you are listening to this episode when it goes live. So as I leave you for this habit, on the podcast at least, I cannot tell you whether I have succeeded. Now, if you want to see whether I succeed in completing that full press up, then all you have to do is follow me on Instagram, where I'm at Emma Gunns, and on 30th of June, I will do a story, or maybe even a live, where I try to do a full press up again, because I tried on the first and I could not do it. And we'll see whether working through the progressions has paid off and whether all that practice and showing up every day has allowed me to reach my goal. And what I might also do to make it super convenient for people who maybe are listening a little bit after this episode goes live is I will put it on my main grid and I will pin it so that it's right at the top of my feed. So if you go to at Emma Gunns, it'll be the first post that you see. So interestingly, this week, I thought I'd mention that my friend Caroline and I were messaging, and she said, "Seriously, dude, aren't you just tempted to try a full press up and see whether you can do it or not yet? Because you seem to be making decent progress." And I felt a bit weird when I said, "Actually, no, I haven't tried." And I'll explain why. Not why I felt weird, but why I haven't tried. So on the 1st of June, I tried to do a press up and I had zero hope of pushing myself up after lowering myself down. I have to say, even the lowering myself down part has taken a long time, but that sort of was pre-habit, and that was to do with yoga. But previously when I used to do a press up, I'd sort of like bend my arms a little bit, but it was more of a sort of a jolt rather than a considered movement of actively lowering, because I just simply didn't have the strength in my arms. But on that 1st of June, I was able to do I think with good form, half a press up. It was just a half a lowering down. When I tried to press up, nothing happened, not a thing, other than I felt the incapability of my arm muscles because they simply didn't have the power to push my weight away from the ground. And it's a very bizarre feeling because I was trying to engage them and it was just like, yep, there's nothing here. It's very, very weird when you channel into something that you are just so physically incapable of and are trying so hard to do it. It's very weird to sort of not have your body respond in the way that you would like to. So I had, therefore, to start where I could do, and that was with wall press-ups. So all I would do is I would stand just over arm's length. I'd keep my arms outstretched in front of me, just put a little bit of a gap between the tips of my fingers and the wall, and then I'd stand on tiptoes, lean forward, push my hands flat on the wall, and I would perform the movement on that steep angle. Then I graduated to a bench, but with a reduced lever by doing the movement on my knees. And then I moved up to a table, so a higher angle, but on my toes. So although the angle was steeper, the load bearing was less. So each progression has made the movement ever so slightly tougher towards getting to that goal of doing a full press up. So my next, after the table, which I think I told you about in the last episode, my next progression, my current progression at the time of this recording, is to lower myself down from a full press up. So from a plank position, shift my weight to my knees and then press up, then adjust back up to a plank and repeat. So the lowering movement is a full press up and the pushing away movement is on my knees, which makes it slightly easier. But we're nearly there. We are really, really nearly there, even though it doesn't really necessarily feel like it. This is as close as I've come to something that looks like a full press up. And yet weirdly, that full press up really does feel such a long way, but I have to shift my headspace about that as much as I have to keep putting in the physical work, because it's a few days away now. I mean, we're in the end game and I want to be able to do this press up. So it means showing up, continuing to practice and trying to get those reps in. And what I've really learned and what I hope you, my most excellent listeners, have seen is that so much progress can be made even if your starting point feels basic or so far away from where you want to get to. There have been some mornings, particularly in that first 10 days, where I've scowled at the wall and myself and just thought, really? Really? This is where you're starting from? This is all you can do? Given all the workouts you do, and I got into that mental spiral of, I'm going to beat myself up verbally. And why was I doing that? But the commitment was to do the best wall press up, to do each progression as best I can with great form, and to see it as a building block towards the full movement, and doing that full movement with excellent form so that it's done properly. Now, it could be press ups. It could be any skill. I mean, I think I said right at the top of this habit, it's not about the press up. It isn't about press ups. I think based on this experience alone, committing to doing something within a time frame, I won't be so impatient moving forward when I have a goal in mind, whether it's a physical one, whether it's something to do with work. Because I really am being very honest with you, listeners, I can feel and see the progress. And all that's been required of me is to do a little bit of planning and show up every day. And it's made me realize that that has been the thing that has stood between me and a lot of my goals up to this point, which makes me feel a bit stupid now, seeing as I feel like I've seen the Matrix. So in the future, I think instead of having a goal and feeling intimidated by it, I'll stop, think about the steps I need to take to get where I want to be reasonable with the time frame that it'll take to get there, and just start doing. Because it's made me feel extremely daft and stupid for the impatience I've had over the years about certain things that I've wanted to do, because I've given up because they didn't happen quickly enough. When in actual fact, I mean, 30 days isn't a long time to have to put in to achieve a goal. And so that's something that I think will really stick with me. It might not be about press-ups, it might be about something else. And it's even something, it showed up for me the other day. It's something as simple as reading. So you know that I read a lot for the podcast. I have a lot of authors on the show, and I feel it's my duty to not only interview them, but to do my research around them, but to also read their book from cover to cover. And I can sometimes sit with a new book and it can feel like an unachievable task to get through it all. And I will sit sometimes on the sofa, make myself comfortable, get a cup of tea, get a cup of coffee, whatever, sort of create that nest. Like, these are the perfect conditions for me to be able to read. And yet the book feels completely impenetrable. And then I have to stop and think, well, do you know what? If you just sit here and read for the next hour, there's a chance you're going to get through about 50 to 70 pages. So why don't you just crack on? Rather than thinking about how big and intimidating the book is, why don't you just get on with reading it? And that does work every time. And then all of a sudden the momentum will kick in. And I've turned a book around that I've been putting off reading for a couple of weeks, and I turn it around in 2 days, which is great. And another note about the progress that I wanted to add in this final episode that we spend together talking about the press-up challenge. I think I lingered in... I know that I lingered in some of the easier progressions too long, which is why I feel as though I'm hurtling through, I should say, the more advanced progressions in the final stretch. And I think this was definitely more mental than physical, and it was because I was comfortable. So again, that's another note, that's another learning. When it's comfortable, it's time to make it uncomfortable. Not too hard. Don't make things too hard for yourself, but just a little bit tougher, just so that there's the scope to be able to grow, to be able to get a little bit better. Always be a learner, always have room to get a bit better. And I remember someone saying years ago, and I don't know who to attribute it to, so I'm really sorry, but someone said, you never want to be the smartest person in the room. If you are, basically get out of that room. And this feels a little bit like the same. It feels like each progression I stayed in the room a little bit too long, because it felt really, really nice to be good at it and to feel, yeah, I've conquered this, rather than basically just being humble and being like, do you know what, I'm going to be a learner, I'm going to make it harder on myself. So I definitely allowed those earlier sessions to linger when I could have made it a lot tougher. So maybe my takeaway from this is, if I changed the time frame up a little bit, I would have got to the harder progressions earlier on, but doesn't matter. I still may do it. So I also need to tell you that I have really, really appreciated your messages of encouragement. I've had DMs, I've had emails, I've had people in the Facebook group. I've been sharing my videos, my daily videos of me practicing in Facebook and on Instagram. And genuinely, just the people just cheering me on, just saying, well done, we can see your progress. That has meant so, so much. So thank you to everybody who takes the time. I hope you know how much I appreciate you all. And I really have appreciated you supporting me and cheering me on with this habit. And I really hope that, not just for me, but I hope that for us, I'm able to do a full press up by the end and kind of show, yeah, do you know what? 30 days, put your mind to it, show up every day, make a plan. You can actually achieve maybe more than you thought you could. So speaking of the Facebook group, we do need to shift our mind towards what the next habit will be. So if you have a suggestion, please do start a post in the Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes. If you're not already a member, you do have to answer a question and agree to the forum rule. So please do that. But why don't you suggest a habit that you would like me to try next? Do you want me to do another physical one? Do you want to do something a little bit different? What would you like to see in the next 12 habits? Because I'd really love to know, because these are not just about me being able to do a full press up, they are for you guys too. So let me know. You can DM me, you can email me, and DM me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Emma Guns, that's EMMAGUNS. You can join the Facebook group, link is in the show notes. You can also email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. I'd be delighted to hear from you. And if you figure out any other way to get in touch with me, then please do, and just let me know what habit you would like. And like I said, it really has meant a lot to have your support during this habit. I cannot tell you how my arms are buzzing. They have been buzzing for about 2 weeks as they are constantly slightly strained, and I will definitely be enjoying the rest day on the 1st of July. But there's a constant hum as my triceps, which have been very lazy for a long time, are like, oh my God, what are you doing to us? But it's quite pleasing as well. I'm not going to lie, to feel that strain, because I know that it means that I've been putting in the work and I've been building that muscle, which is great. So as I said, on the 30th, I will be doing a live or a story or something. That's where you can find the actual results. And I'll probably give you a heads up in the next episode anyway, when we start our new habit. But if you want to see it in real time, then that's where you can find it. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.